Mel Carter. Yep, Mel Carter from 1965. Hold me, thrill me, kiss me.
You're getting high with Radio New York International.
And now we're going to close that set of 1965.
Oh, my.
Heard a whole set from 1965 on our back to school special, which, if you, weren't aware of it, is all songs that were out basically the last month or last couple of weeks of the month of August, and hits in the top 10 generally or something like that. And we've been playing them from all kinds of years. We've gone from the 50s to the 60s to the 70s and to the 80s. We've been all over the map, but they've all been songs that were in the top 10 one way or another during those last couple of weeks right before Labor Day, which is why I'm calling it the Back to School Special.
Radio New York International.
On we go to 1969. As soon as the song plays, Neil Diamond. Brooklyn's Own.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Thank you.
left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old. And I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun. I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still hate that.
We'll be right back. sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Ah, honey, honey. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. When I kissed your girl, I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Sugar,
sugar on it, honey. Pour a little sugar on it, baby.
Make it like so sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pour a little sugar on it. Oh, yeah. Pour a little sugar on it, honey.
Archie's back in 1969 with Sugar Sugar. We heard the great Neil Diamond with, what did he do? He did Sweet Caroline, that's right. He did Sweet Caroline, Green River by Creedence Clearwater, and I played something else. I'll be damned if I remember what it was, but I could look, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to waste time looking. So I'm going to play music from the year 1970 right now after I do this.
Time to get up, move your feet.
The songs are hot, the tunes are sweet. Playing your favorites.
Wonderful R&I.
And since Lou loves these warm and fuzzy songs,
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me
Lance Carter.
Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt, cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, the angels took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I've shed his tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm dependent on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, I'm dependent on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the
best. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight. That is why all the girls in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to me. Is why all the girls in the town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Whoa, whoa. This is the Hank and Jim Radio Network.
It's 8:30. I'm Robin, and back we go to 1970.
Six, two, four.
move your feet.
The songs are hot, the tunes are sweet. Play any favorites.
Wonderful R&I.
And to finish our set from 1970, we need a little break.
I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
Bread from 1970, and we also heard the Carpenters, Chicago, and Clarence Carter with a set of music that was songs that were in the top 10 last week or two of August as you were getting ready for school. Some of you as little kids, teenagers, or some of you were not even born yet. But we advance forward into the year 1985 right after this.
Whoa, whoa.
Coming down the track, Radio New York International. Huey Lewis and News.
Hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, the wind and your fingers in the hair. Kinda think we're going for an extended throwdown. So drop the top, baby, and let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
Hey! underneath the bed.
Couple there from Huey Lewis, and we heard from Aretha Franklin. And this is Robin here on the Hank and Jim Radio Network, and we're getting down to the last few minutes. So I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to say good night. So that's the plan.
Remember this acid flashback?
Folks, it is just about time for me to say goodnight. I am Robin, and this is the Hank and Jim Radio Network. And I want to thank everyone who's been here tonight, visiting, hanging out, lurking, whatever you've been doing. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you were here. Stay tuned. At 9 p.m. tonight, as soon as I get out of here, which is momentarily, it will be Hank Music Hayes. At 9 p.m. tonight, yes, the one and only Hank Music Hayes will be here tonight sitting in for the Mike Flag thingamajig. And that'll go on all night long. And then tomorrow night, it will be the all-new Hank and Jim show. at 9 p.m., and that goes on all night long, preceded by Young Chris Masters around 6. So, Saturday night, we get the rotating DJs. I'm not quite sure who that's going to be, so you have to check in around 9. On Sunday night, we get the Gentlemen of Leisure, Hank Hayes, Gymnasium, and Herbert J. Whiteside, and they will keep you entertained until 9, when it is the one and only Ace Dealer from his CIA headquarters in Portland, Oregon. That goes to 1, and then again, it is Hank and Jim after hours. Then on Monday, yes, Monday night, well, I forgot something on Saturday night. Wendy is live. Wendy after dark at midnight. I am sorry about that. Again, to Monday, we get the King of the 80s, Bubba Live from Seattle, Bubbalicious, from 9 till midnight, when again, it is Wendy after dark. And Wendy will keep you entertained till the sun comes up here on the East Coast. I return on Tuesday at 6, and I go till 9, and then I pass it on to the flagship show of the Hank and Jim Radio Network, the all-new Hank and Jim Show on Offshore Music Radio and right here on Stickhead. And that goes on all night. And then we get to Wednesday. Wednesday night, we get the great Pete Sayek, who starts at 9 and goes till 1. And then it is Hank and Jim After Hours. And that, of course, is preceded by New Jersey Steve's Garden of Confusion. Yes, that it is. So once again, I'm Robin. I want to thank you all for hanging out. And until next time, bye-bye. And I'm going to leave you with one more track as I cue it up and say goodnight. And we're closing out with the year 1964.
Because I